Please be seated. Good afternoon. Welcome to Senior Assembly, Class of 2018. I'm Catherine Epstein, I'm Dean of the Faculty, and I really want you to know that Senior Assembly marks the official start of a season of celebration, and we are celebrating you, Class of 2018. Do you remember 4 years ago? When you were first-year students, you came to Johnson Chapel on Labor Day for convocation. This was the day before your first classes at Amherst College. As you filed into the chapel, the faculty sat in the middle section where many of you are seated now. You sat all around the faculty, on the sides and on the edges of the faculty, right where the faculty are sitting now. But this afternoon, the seating is reversed. You are in the middle, and the faculty surrounds you. We, the faculty, envelop you, we embrace you, and you are at the heart of our community. Now, since you first stepped on campus, you have been part of this community, and you share that with all others who have come before or after you at Amherst. It is a community created by bonding over what makes Amherst College special. The commitment to critical questioning, the commitment to passionate inquiry, the commitment to excellence in all endeavors. But it is also a community created through a connection to place, this place, Amherst. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, the consecrated eminence. Has anyone heard this phrase? No. All right. You'll hear a lot about it this afternoon. So there's actually a book titled The Consecrated Eminence, and its subtitle is The Story of the Campus and Buildings of Amherst College. The book was written by Stanley King, the president of Amherst College, between 1932 and 1946. And King was an important president for the college. Some even believe that he put Amherst on the map. Not least, he played an important role in shaping the physical plant of the college, and more on that in a minute. Now, Stanley King is actually the fellow right in the back behind the first section here, the man with the portrait right at the back. So that's who I'm talking about. Now, I have always been really puzzled by the phrase, the consecrated eminence. I've heard it, but I could never really figure out what does it mean. The word eminence, it turns out, has several meanings. So the meaning that I was always familiar with was high station, rank, or repute. But it also means a high place, or a hill, or an elevation. So the consecrated eminence essentially means sacred hill, and we're on it. Johnson Chapel is at the pinnacle of the consecrated eminence. Now, as King tells us in the consecrated eminence, and I'm quoting here, the college had been founded by men of strong religious convictions. They were Orthodox Congregationalists who believed in the doctrines of John Calvin as interpreted for their generation by Jonathan Edwards. They wanted, above all, an educated ministry. So vigorous were they in the expression of their religious convictions that they were taunted with trying to establish a priest factory. It was natural for them to use religious terms in their conversation, and they called the college grounds the consecrated eminence, end quote. So Mike Kelly, who heads up Archives and Special Collections, has a blog titled The Consecrated Eminence, and it's a blog about the history of the college. Mike has determined that the phrase, the consecrated eminence, was first used in the earliest student magazine now preserved at the college. That magazine was called The Sprite and was first printed in May 1831. In its first issue, The Sprite, writing of Amherst students, made reference to the, quote, inhabitants of the consecrated eminence. It is not known how widely the phrase was used as a nickname for the college. Clearly, you're not familiar with it. But Stanley King knew the term. And some years ago, Biddy held a holiday party for senior staff. Believe it or not, we played charades. And either she or someone else decided to throw the consecrated eminence into the mix. And our Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid, Katie Fretwell, got stuck with trying to act this out. Can you imagine? Even Katie couldn't do it. So however anachronistic the term sounds today, the consecrated eminence captures something of the passion that the founders felt for the physical place that is this college. Its religious overtones capture the beauty and the specialness of the place, while eminence conveys gravitas. And that place, our campus, can be interpreted as a metaphor for us as a community and for you as individuals. In your time here, you have seen one of the largest physical transformations of the Amherst campus. For good or ill, you were the last class that lived in the social dorms. Not infrequently, growth includes loss, the shedding of some aspects of ourselves to make way for the new. And in the place of those social dorms, we now have a new science center that will open its doors this summer. You were also among the first to live in the Greenway dorms, another extension of the college's building footprint. And what a change all this is from Amherst's modest beginnings. So in the first decade, Amherst College consisted of just South College, dedicated in 1821, North College, completed in 1823, and Johnson Chapel, right here, built in 1827. Many other buildings, some of which no longer exist, were built in the college's first century, including the Octagon, Morgan Hall, originally the library, Barrett, Fairweather, Converse, and some buildings that are now iconic dorms, such as Appleton, Williston, Morris Pratt, and Morrow. But even 86 years ago, when Stanley King took over as president, the college had a much smaller plant. During King's time in the 1930s and 40s, the college built the Alumni Gym, Valentine Hall, Kirby Theater, James and Stearns Dormitories, Memorial Field, and the War Memorial. King also had Johnson Chapel remodeled so it looks the way it does now. Since King's time, the college, of course, has continued to expand, with the Mead completed in 1949, Frost Library dedicated in 1965, and Arms Music Building and Merrill, both dedicated in 1968, to name a few of our larger buildings. Now, the campus's physical growth reflects the growing influence and significance of Amherst College in American higher education. From a local all-male institution intended to be a priest factory to a regional institution that drew students primarily from New England, it is now a co-educational institution that draws the most talented students from the United States and indeed the world. Similarly, your own personal growth follows something of the same process of extension. From local origins, your family and local communities, through regional institutions, perhaps your middle and high schools, and now Amherst, a national or even international destination for some of you. Your initial influence was in your family, in your role as child or sibling. It then grew to encompass school and other youth communities, as well as this college. And it will soon extend out into the world as you join work or other larger communities. Eventually, if the promise of an Amherst education holds true, and I'm sure that it will, your influence will transcend those known personally to you. And in this vein, in your time at Amherst, I hope that you have made another transformation, a transformation that characterizes Amherst alumni more broadly. In his inaugural speech in November 1932, Stanley King stated, this is as president, his inaugural speech, quote, "The college is the place from which men start in search of the happy isles of the Greeks, the city of the sun of the Italians, the city of God of the Christian mystics, in quest of the good life. To the college come a throng of eager boys. From the college go forth each a band of men, most of whom have caught some vision of the ideal, some dream of a better world. They travel towards the eternal city. Now, forgive the gendered language, but think about the words. You may have come to this college in quest of the good life, but I hope that you have left with a purpose as well, the purpose of making a difference in whatever field of endeavor you choose. And note that that extraordinary transformation happened here in a very specific place, in the consecrated eminence. You are now forever linked to this place and to all others who have shared the college experience here in this place in Amherst. It is a place to which I hope you will return often, both literally and figuratively. It is a place that I hope you will call a home in community with all those before and after you. It is a place that I hope will grow and evolve, just as your relationship with the college will change with time. It is a physical place that I hope marks for you much that you hold near and dear for what this community has given you and for what you have given this community. And now here in Johnson Chapel, at the pinnacle of the founders, consecrated eminence, we are gathered in community to celebrate some of your many accomplishments. So once again, welcome to Senior Assembly.